Finally today, a musician tries to find just the right mix of Thai, Swedish, and American culture. My colleague Rupa Shenoy of the World's Otherhood podcast explains.
There's an informal term for folks raised in multiple places and multiple cultures. They're called third culture kids. And it can be a struggle for those kids to understand their identity. They often feel like they don't fit in anywhere. That's what Sirintip Fasuk was trying to express on her debut album. Sirintip was born and raised in Thailand. Her dad's Thai. She lived there until she was 11 years old. Then she moved to Stockholm, Sweden, where her mom was from.
Being in Thailand, I kind of felt like an outsider because my mom was much taller and much bigger than all the other kids' parents because she was Swedish. And then, you know, if we had birthday parties, we had all these other weird games that none of the other kids had ever played before. And as much as I thought that that was fun, it was also, you know, scary because as a kid, you just want to fit in. And then when I moved to Sweden, it was the opposite of like, oh, here comes this Thai girl who has all these weird Thai games. I guess because I have that experience of always kind of like not fitting in 100%.
Sirintip didn't understand how she felt about being a mix of cultures until she became a young adult. She moved away from her family to New York, and it was living there where she felt free to be whatever she wanted to be. The album was written in that spirit.
The title is Tribus. I think in Latin you would say tribus, but I think tribus sounds more contemporary. And it means three in Latin. And the reason why I chose that title is because of the three cultures that I come from, the three languages, three continents. Also, with the picture on the album cover, I have the three masks. I read something about how in Japan you have the outer layer of a mask is the one that you show the world. The second one is the one you show for friends. And the third one is the one you show for your family and your closest people. And I chose not to just have two masks and then my face, because I think that there's also one layer underneath all of that, which is the core of who you are.
There's a strong tone in the music of pushing back, of frustration. Sirintip wanted to express how tired she was with people trying to categorize her, people who expected her to follow one particular culture. This is how I'm thinking.
I think like everyone deals with that difficulty, you know, of like deciding which direction to go with your life and how, and then like not listening too much to, you know, the outside world and all the things that you're expected to do. Gonna do this, gonna do that, and then gonna be it, gotta be everything.
Sirintip wanted this album to be a sort of virtual space for third culture kids, something they could claim as their own, something that could inspire them to accept their individuality.
I think it's important to cherish that kind of difference that we have as individuals who have not, you know, grown up in just one place and not be scared of the differences that makes us the way we are.
Third culture kids might be an undefinable mix of their own global culture, Sirintip says, each on their own unpredictable path. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy. Gives me a flower that can't grow.
For more on third culture kids, check out Rupa's Otherhood podcast. Just look for the episode about former President Barack Obama, a third culture kid himself. Otherhood's on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast listening app you use. And that's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for being with us.